Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Take Command Podcast from Odyssey Sports. What's up? Welcome. I'm Craig Hoffman. That is Logan Paulson. Logan coming to us from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. Logan, how is it down there? I miss the Senior Bowl. It's probably one of my favorite events on the NFL calendar.
It's cool, man. Like, I came down here and not really knowing what to expect. First off, my trip down here was absolutely insane, but finally made it, got here. And it's so different than like the combine, for example. There's so much less like sheen on it. And your access to scouts, your access to coaches is just so much greater because it's just, they're right there. You can talk to the players after every practice if you want to. It's pretty cool. So I don't know. I like the event. I like the access. I like the way it's structured and obviously the way it's run. So I'm just excited to, you know, we'll talk about practice from yesterday. But, you know, excited to talk, just watch the rest of the week and see how these guys play. Cause I'm here really for the football as much as all that other stuff is great, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the access is the best that you get. And it's also the access to the players. It is the only event that's like this. I mean, I guess if you go to like the NFLPA College Bowl or some of the other small,
or the Shrine Bowl,
you get some of that as well. But like the Senior Bowl, because it's not NFL run, like that's the other thing that is, I don't want to say nice about it and like take a dig at the NFL, but like, it's run by the Senior Bowl organization. Jim Nagy and the crew down there do such a great job of running it. And because there's kind of less of the formal barriers, I mean, I used to watch practice. I try to always get one practice in sitting next to like one of the Washington scouts and just be like, let's talk ball. Keep an eye on practice. Hey, what do you like about this guy? You know, and they would be cool with it. And that's just not a thing that you can do really anywhere else. And then also, you know, you get to watch the workouts. That's the other thing. Like at the combine, it's always so silly because you're there in Indy watching on TV like everyone else. And so if you can actually get access to see these guys up close, you have a better feel for them, and you can do, especially if you're someone like you with your background and your knowledge level, like you get some football knowledge that you are glean some things that you can't watching tape, that you can't, you know, just by hearing or reading scouting reports. You can really see the size, feel the strength, see the speed. I remember one last quick story for me before we get into what you've seen so far and how the Commanders are treating this. Whatever year Baker came out, was that 18? I think, he came out.
Yeah.
Whatever year he came out. He came like a couple days late and it was like a big mystery. Is Baker going to come? Is he not? Is he going to come? Is he not? And we finally found out like, yeah, he's coming, and he shows up and the whole tenor of the week changed. And like you could see the leadership, you could see the charisma, and then he starts throwing and you can see the arm. And I remember being down there going, that dude's going number one. Mm-hmm. Like I know there's other guys that are in consideration here. He's going to beat out them all because just his demeanor, the way he carried himself, his energy, the way he stole the week. I was like, that's a franchise quarterback. Right. And obviously it's gone up and down for Baker in his career. He had some really good years in Cleveland, and obviously it's kind of gone downhill. But there was no surprise to me when he ultimately went number one to Cleveland based off of that Senior Bowl week. So those are the kind of things that you can feel in person. So what is kind of the vibe down there this week? I know it's a bit of a lighter roster in terms of star power than some previous years.
Sure.
But what is the vibe down there in Mobile for the Senior Bowl this year so far?
Well, I think the roster that they've constructed down here kind of reflects the draft. So what I mean by that is there's a lot of like really talented edge rushers, supposedly, right? Guys who are going to be, you know, maybe not the number one guys in the draft. Like Tyree Wilson was supposed to be down here. The kid from Texas Tech who's like 6'6", he's got those like 36-inch arms. He's like kind of this year's Trayvon Walker, you know, kind of athletic freak, really big dude. And he was supposed to be down here, but then he's projected to be a top five pick. So it's like, well, actually, I'm not going to come. And so you lose some of those kind of top end guys. But so there's that element. Then there's the, you know, the offensive line this year, I think, is deeper than people are going to talk about. I don't think the top three guys are as good as they were last year, but I think the middle of this draft class for the O-line is really talented, and that shows up every day. There's three good centers. They all practice really, really well. And then this is a very deep cornerback class, and all like the top, I think it's like top 8, 9, 10 guys who are kind of projected to go in the first, top of the first, top of the second, aren't here. But I will say that this is kind of where you find that second, third, fourth round gem, and there's some guys that have done a nice job. I will say the thing that's a little disappointing, obviously, is the quarterback play, because all the top guys are the top guys and these guys are a little bit middling. And then the receivers are kind of so-so. I think there's some good backs here and so some good linebackers, but I think the receiver talent is probably the lowest, and I think that reflects the overall draft composition. Like the top end receivers, Addison and Johnson, are good players, but are they first round picks in another year? Probably not, you know? So I think that, this draft class is kind of, the Senior Bowl reflects the draft class in a really specific way.
If you look at those strengths and weaknesses and kind of look ahead to some of the teams in front of Washington, do you think this ultimately plays out to be a good thing for Washington? Because while some of the strengths don't match up, a lot of them do, specifically on that O-line.
Yeah.
So like early look, it's February 1st.
Yeah.
The draft is still April, but this is what we do for a couple of months. Like, how does the draft and the talent pool shape up for Washington if they were to stay at 16?
Yeah, so I think the thing that I've been kind of kicking around is that I think the first three offensive linemen are probably going to be gone. Broderick Jones, who I haven't watched yet, has been projected to us in a couple mock drafts. He would be a possibility at 16, but I've also seen mocks where all three of those guys are gone already. The kid from Northwestern, the left tackle from Ohio State, and then Broderick Jones, right, are the top three guys. And if that's the case, I think then they probably go DB in the first round, because like I said, there's like literally like 8 to 10 guys who are, you know, probably at first round grades that are kind of being mocked in the first round. So obviously a very, very deep cornerback group. And I think that that's going to characterize the first round. I think you'll see probably 8 DBs go. And I think Washington will probably be a team that takes one. If that's true and there are 8 DBs selected, I think that bodes well for them getting a very talented offensive lineman in the second round. Now, we could do a lot of talking about offensive line. I don't know how much you want to talk about that on the podcast, but this is a deep group with some guys that I think are very, very good football players. And and I'd like to probably delve into that a little bit, I think.
Yeah, no, let's do it. Because the Commanders, so like if we were to identify team needs, we would say they need another corner. A nickel corner would be ideal, I think, because you got St. Juice on the outside, and then we'll see what they do with Kendall, whether they bring him back as is contract wise, whether they restructure him, or you might need another outside corner, depending on what you do with some of the other guys, the younger guys, and how they develop. And then also, I mean, Danny was good, but I think they're very clearly looking to upgrade it at slot corner. So DB certainly is a need. Offensive line, they need at least 2, if not 3.
Right.
And then they probably need another linebacker. And the good news is that kind of ends the list of like needs. There's other things like they need a kick returner, but that's not high on your list necessarily. And it's the kind of thing you can get for a bargain in free agency. So there's like definitely other things, but those are your highest level needs. And you've got your first round pick and a ton of cap space to be able to do that if you don't blow a ton of money on a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, speaking of quarterbacks, we will react to the Tom Brady news coming up at the end of the podcast. Someone who obviously will not be going to the Commanders because he's not going anywhere. That's kind of the interesting thing is like, okay, you're going to use some money on free agents at a premier position at one of those premier needs. And then your first round draft pick theoretically is going to get the other. But the hard part is like the free agency period coming first means you kind of got to guess. So what kind of depth, if you say like, all right, we're going to leave one of these O-line spots for the draft, how does that match up with where they're sitting and kind of the depth of the draft? What caliber of player you can get, not just over the long term, but immediately at right tackle, at the guard spots, and even frankly at center, where Chase Rouye, if you wanted to move on from him contractually, like you could save a decent amount of money. And with the injury history, it feels like you need some depth there because you can't necessarily count on him.
Right. So I think what you'll probably end up doing is this free agent market is not very good. So I think that obviously immediately just bumps the value of the draft. Right. So, you know, everyone says, oh, you can wait on corner. You can find a corner in free agency. Not a great cornerback free agency, but very strong, very strong in terms of drafts. Offensive line, there's Orlando Brown Jr. in Kansas City. And then there's Caleb McGarry in Atlanta. I would imagine they're going to try and find a way to extend Caleb in Atlanta. And I would imagine they're going to do something to keep Orlando Brown Jr. in Kansas City. So, you know, if those top free agents are off the board, like who do you go to? And the list is not very long. So I will say, you know, if I'm the Commanders, what I'm thinking is I probably go corner or offensive tackle in the first round. And then I get the other one in the second round. I would probably say corner because I think the corner class really dips off. And I think, if I was going to kind of point to something specifically, so like there's some guys here who are pretty good cornerbacks, right, at the Senior Bowl. And of the guys that were supposed to do well, not all of them did very well. And the guy that did really well was Julius Burtz out of Kansas State, who is this 6'3", 200-pound corner who played a lot of cover four in college and looked like he struggled at times, but was probably the best in the one-on-ones yesterday, right? So interesting, like Tyreek Stevenson, you know, Rajon Wright, these guys that were supposed to be really good, who I have higher grades on from the tape, they performed not as well as this other guy, Julius Burtz. So it's like, again, how do you weigh that? But I think that the second class of corner in this class is probably not as good as those top end guys like Devon Witherspoon or something like that. So I would probably go corner in the first round just because I think the value is a little bit better there for the team. I think there's a lot of them that are really good. And then I'd say you kind of get your pick of offensive linemen. So there's Jalen Duncan from Maryland. He measured a little bit smaller than a lot of people thought, but he's like Trent Williams athletic. So that's always exciting. But despite this Trent Williams athleticism, he's super inconsistent like on film. So this is a big week for him. For coaches, you mentioned like getting to know him. I talked to some guys from Washington who said that they were really interested in speaking with him because they want to kind of understand where this inconsistency comes from, you know, and understand him better as a player, right? Then there's Matthew Bergeron from Syracuse. Again, a guy that is very
take
consistent.
Him because he went to the best school on earth. I mean,
yeah,
honestly.
I do. I mean, but like he looked good. Like that's the thing. Like we're going to go through a lot of offensive linemen because they all look good. And they all look good in one-on-ones, which is for an offensive lineman, Craig, as you know, like very, very hard to do. Like they all looked dominant. And then like Darnell Wright, the kid from Tennessee who's 6'6", I think he weighed in at 345. Huge man. He looked like that dude. Like he looked like a first round guy. And so the fact that he's here, like, is he trying to bump himself into the first round? Maybe. But if he's available at 16, I think you sprint to the podium to get him because I don't want to say he was the most dominant offensive lineman here because there was a couple other guys who had good days, but I was so impressed with him. Like if I was his agent, I'd be like, hey man, you could probably go home now. You know, like,
and that happens, by the way. You have a good day at the Senior Bowl and you get some buzz and, you know, scouts are reaching out to your or to you as an agent. Be like, hey man, like we really like your guy. I don't know that he needs to do a lot more.
Yeah.
You shut it down.
Yeah. Like just watching him in one on ones, like his, you know, he's 345. So for him to the kick back in his pass sets, for him to sit on bulls the way he did in the run game, the short area quickness to just kind of pop someone in the mouth. Like I was super impressed with him. He had the best game against the best defensive player in college football, Will Anderson in Alabama. So for me, I know he's only had one really good year of college production. So the consistency thing there from a season standpoint, like year to year, I think is really interesting, but I was so impressed with him. So it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the week goes with that. And then I want to say, like, Tyler Steen out of Alabama, again, like we've already talked about four people who had excellent days in one-on-ones, which is a defensive drill. You know what I'm saying? It, like, right. doesn't make a lot of sense that they all had good days, but there's no way all of these guys go in the first round, is my point. So if all these – so, you know, maybe, like, Darnell Wright sneaks into the first round, and maybe DeJuan Jones, the Ohio State tackle, who's everyone's talking about. He's 6'8". He weighed in at 375. He's got 36 and three-quarter-inch arms, which is, like –
That's a lot of reach.
It's an alien number. He was dominant in one-on-ones yesterday. We watched him. Remember, Craig, we watched him. And he's, again, there's a little bit of athletic inconsistency, but because he has this tremendous length and because he is a good athlete for a man that size, like, he might screw around and sneak into the first round. So if, let's say, Darnell Wright and DeJuan Jones sneak into the first round or the early in the second, you still have a pick of three really good offensive linemen who could play right tackle for you if you're picking in that second round area. So for me, I was just super impressed. And then we haven't even talked about the centers. And I think the centers are maybe the most interesting one because Ron, Marty have all kind of specified that they're really interested in finding a center, a young center, a guy that can do some stuff for them. And the kid from Minnesota, what's his name? John Michael Schmitz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jacob Jingleheimer Schmitz.
Yes, right. He looks
got my inner Chris Berman and it came out.
I mean,
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmitz.
He looked like the best center in the draft. Now, is he going to be there in the third round if you pick a right tackle in the second? Like, probably not, but did a great job in pass protection, could reach a shade, all those things, which I was a little uncertain about watching because he's not the fastest footed guy in the world. And then I'm not even going to attempt this guy's name. Actually, I'm going to attempt it. It's a Slugan. Olawatam is what I'm going to say from Michigan is a center who's kind of in that same sphere as Schmitz. Didn't have as great a day, but is still a good football player. Does he sneak to the third? Can you get your center of the future there? I don't know. And then there's all these guys who are guard converts who are now playing center to kind of show their position versatility. So maybe you fall in love with one of those guys. So the point is, long story short, really good opportunity to build your offensive line out and not have to pay a premium in terms of first round pick for it, I guess is what I'm saying. If you want to pick him in the first round, pick him in the first round. If you don't feel like that's a necessity and you feel like corner value is better, I think there's four guys at offensive tackle you feel really good about. And then there's two centers, probably three centers that you feel really good about. So I think that bodes well for Washington in terms of addressing some of the issues that they have.
And a ton of guards, obviously, as you were just talking about as well, for whatever it's worth. Looking at one mock draft, and I've looked at a couple, but just I have one in front of me right now to not like start just reading off a bunch of mock drafts on a podcast. But like this is from The Athletic a couple days ago, and they've got kind of the tackle corner run starting at 8 with Paris Johnson.
Right.
You got the kid from Northwestern going 9th, Peter Skoronski, which is a great offensive lineman name.
Right.
Joey Porter Jr. Going 10 is a corner. 12th, you've got, so that was Jordan Addison, wide receiver. Broderick Jones going 13th to the Jets. And then Devin Witherspoon going 15th. And then 16, Christian Gonzalez to the corner out of Oregon going to Washington with Kelly Ringo, the corner out of Georgia, going after him in this mock. So like that corner offensive tackle run. Like, that's going to be a fun thing to talk about on draft night, because those guys are probably going to start going in that range. Now, in the same mock draft, you scroll down to the second round, and you have kind of the same thing happening again, you know, around that those same picks. Cody Mauch, the offensive lineman out of North Dakota State, goes 43. Then you have Washington taking Jalen Duncan, the tackle out of Maryland, at 47. Anton Harrison out of Oklahoma, offensive tackle, going 48. So you kind of have a lot of the similar guys with, by the way, Matthew Bergeron, the Syracuse guard, not going until later. Darnell Wright going later. DeJuan Jones going later. So, like, kind of that 40 to 55 range, you're going to see that next run on both corners and offensive linemen, at least the way the draft is shaping up right now. We have 2 months for teams to reshape their boards, but, like, that's what we're looking at.
Right. And I think that feels right. Now, I think the names will probably, they'll for sure change in terms of sequencing. Like, based on yesterday, so one day of Senior Bowl, Darnell Wright and DeJuan Jones will go before Duncan, I think, based on yesterday's practice. Now, when they get to the combine, they have interviews, all of those things show up, and maybe it reshuffles back to normal. But I think that's exactly what you're looking at. You're looking at a high tackle DB run, and you're looking at another one in the second round. And I think if you didn't get your DB in the first round, you're getting him in the second round. And if you didn't get your tackle in the first round, you're getting him in the second round. And I think if you're a team that needs that stuff, like Washington, I think you're in a really good spot, quite frankly. So, like, of all the years to kind of have a down receiver class, to have all these kind of issues with the draft, the two areas of strength, I think, are things that Washington needs. So perfect, you know?
Yeah, and then we'll see, obviously, what happens with, like, Daron Payne. All of a sudden, if they have two first-rounders because they make a trade there, like, you know, could they get two really high-level starters depending on who they trade with? All that kind of stuff is certainly in the mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!